Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
It's called Captain America, Brave New World. The new world looks a lot like the old world of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which seems to be imploding rather than expanding. This despite stellar performances by Anthony Mackie as Captain America, aka Sam Wilson, and a grizzled and effective turn by Harrison Ford as President Thaddeus Ross. Captain America, Brave New World is a marvel of a train wreck, thanks to a committee of four screenwriters. Captain America, Brave New World is directed by Julius Ono, who directed The Cloverfield Paradox. He seems clueless as to how to direct a solid superhero action movie. Ono's direction is singularly lacking in character development, superhero camaraderie scenes, and in building a story arc that leads to action set pieces and convincing plotline developments and resolutions. Even the martial arts style fighting scenes are ho-hum. The CGI looks cheesy. The movie gives scant backstory to the raison d'etre for President Thaddeus Ross's rage against his White House staff and nearly every person he comes in contact with, and especially with his tormentor, Samuel Stearns, played by Tim Blake Nelson from The Incredible Hulk. No spoiler alerts here, but given the advanced age of President Thaddeus Ross, when the trouser leg on the calf of his lower leg starts bulging, my immediate thought was peripheral edema, and that the White House medical doctor needed to be called. This is not to criticize the performance of Harrison Ford. If you are a fan of Harrison Ford, he's one of the reasons you might want to see Captain America Brave New World. Harrison Ford still has a commanding presence at age 83. The other fulcrum of power acting in Captain America Brave New World is Anthony Mackie, who succeeds the previous Captain America, aka Steve Rogers, portrayed by Chris Evans. Anthony Mackie has a terrific time as Captain America, aka Sam Wilson. You may remember Mackie as Sam Wilson, aka the Falcon. He has a winning screen presence with piercing, compassionate eyes, a flint-like handsome face, and a solid stance. His rapport with Joaquin Torres, aka the Falcon Apprentice, an excellent Danny Ramirez, reprising his role from TV's The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, are some of the film's best scenes. An example of what could have been in Captain America Brave New World is the scene with Bucky Barnes, an uncredited Sebastian Stan, reprising his role. It has all the casualness, compassion, and humor that is sorely lacking elsewhere in the film. In supporting roles are Liv Tyler as Betty Ross, daughter of President Thaddeus Ross, Rosa Salazar as Diamondback, Shira Haas as Ruth Ba Seraph, Carl Lumbly as Isaiah Bradley, and Giancarlo Esposito as Sidewinder. If you are a fan of Captain America, Anthony Mackie, Harrison Ford, and the Marvel Cinematic Universe, then by all means, see Captain America Brave New World. If you're not a fan, then by all means, don't. Captain America Brave New World is rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence and action and some strong language. Opening February 28, Last Breath, rated PG-13. Alex Parkinson directs Woody Harrelson, Simu Liu, and Finn Cole in the thriller. The movie is based on a true story about deep-sea divers who attempt to rescue a trapped crewmate. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.